My name is Maria Cadenas. I'm the Executive Director of the Cream City Foundation.
I guess, first of all, just what's the most important takeaway message, I guess, that you want to the public to get from the billboard campaign?
Love, family, and commitment are common values we all have, gay or straight, and Cream City Foundation's Gay Neighbor billboard campaign aims to emphasize our common values.
How many billboards are up currently, and are they located all over Milwaukee Metro?
There will be 30 billboards and bus shelters. They will be including in the 796 Interstate and 6th Street in Milwaukee downtown.
Are they up now, or are they going to be going up?
The one in 796 and 6th Street is already up. The rest will go up on Monday, August 18th.
And how long will the campaign run?
The campaign will run for about 30 days, so 1 month.
Is this the initial, I guess, public foray or public effort by Cream City Foundation?
Cream City Foundation has been around for about 26 years. We have done various other activities, usually through a grantee, such as the Milwaukee LGBT Film and Video Festival, ARCW, or other agencies. This is a hybrid cooperation with one of our philanthropists to put together a committee of leaders in Milwaukee to develop a program that will benefit the general community. So it, in a sense, it's a newer level of visibility for Cream City Foundation.
And this sounds expensive with, I mean, the price of outdoor advertising being what it is. Can you address the cost issue?
At this time, we're not really disclosing the total budget of the project, but we have had great collaboration with Clear Channel, who have helped us with the campaign, and with our media consultant, Denise Colley from Circor Creative.
Tell me a little bit about the process at which this project was arrived at. What sort of assessment was done, and who participated in getting this done?
The project took about a year in development to actually move forward. It started really with the collaboration of Cream City Foundation and the Cream City Foundation's Joseph R. Pabst LGBT Infrastructure Fund. The two of us got together and created a committee of five members. And those members were responsible for analyzing data and looking at what type of project would benefit the LGBT community or the gay community in general here in Milwaukee. It was their work of research and looking at national and other regional campaigns done across the country. They narrowed it down to a billboard-based media campaign, really emphasizing on the idea of gay visibility and showing the positive venues and the positive relationships that we all have in common as gay neighbors.
And will you be able to gauge, is there a method in place to gauge the effectiveness and the impact of this on the larger community?
We will be doing follow-up surveys and analysis post the campaign. We've done that in advance. We have conducted various focus groups and surveys to analyze the results prior to putting any images up. Afterwards, we'll do the same. We are also tracking any web activity with the associated website, gayneighbor.org.
And lastly, tell me a little bit about who's on the billboards.
The billboard models are our neighbors. They're real people who live in Milwaukee and Waukesha. They feature gay parents and their children. We also have gay couples and gay singles, their parents and families. So we are using local people. They are real neighbors, and we believe that there's loving, committed gay neighbors in every zip code in southeastern Wisconsin, and we wanted to showcase them.
Is this a project that you think could be applied to other Wisconsin communities as well? I'm thinking, I guess, specifically of Madison.
Yes. In fact, there's other campaigns that have been done across the country, including in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, and others. So it is a campaign that could be replicated.